KB4 CPA mobile.
CPA, K82BNG, how you doing?
I don't know how long I'm gonna be in here, I know I'm gonna hit a bad sector. I'm headed back toward Greenville, but anyway. And it's raining here. What's going on where you are?
Did all the grocery and cat food shopping for the week. I'm just heading back to Greenport. No rain here, but there might be later. Chewy.com just messed up my usual cat food delivery, and somehow I ended up with 4 cases of cat food instead of 6. So I don't know if that was my fault or theirs. That's the only reason I use their service, is because that's one less thing I gotta worry about. Just put it on auto ship, and every month or so a bunch of cat food shows up. And cat food's gotten real expensive. I just paid almost $1 a can.
Get rid of the cat.
A way of making more. I gotta take the ones I have and get them fixed.
Idea. Oh, me. Well, I'm eastbound 26 in the construction zone, and or should I say the destruction zone. And I'm just glad I'm going eastbound, because westbound ain't looking too good.
Pretty much the way it is right about now. I don't know if you know, what do you know about welding, particularly plasma cutters?
Absolutely nothing. You're asking the wrong guy.
Got a 40-foot shipping container here I gotta do something with. I was thinking of making half of it into my storage locker, and the other half make a workshop, a man cave, an office, or whatever the heck it is. But obviously that means cutting holes for windows and doors. So I gotta find someone who knows.
When I worked for the county, I just got somebody in heavy equipment to do any welding that I needed, and they were a lot better at it. Why mess up a good thing?
Welding and there's cutting. This is obviously cutting, since a 20,000 degree flame pretty much vaporizes anything. But, that's the ideal tool for cutting into something like a shipping container. Because you can focus that, you can make that flame really, really, really thin, like pencil thin. And it cuts through very fast because it vaporizes anything in its way. But there's also an air hose that you either have to, I don't know if it generates its own compressed air, or you got to hook it up to an air compressor. So I might have to get a compressor and an air tank, or just rent whatever I need. Not that it's going to get done now anyway.
I've seen them used, and yeah, they do a fine job of cutting, so. I just wouldn't want to get between it and what I was cutting, because I think you'd probably lose whatever it is that you got in between it there. But anyway, that's about all I know about it.
Couldn't hurt as much as your toe would basically get vaporized, like sliced off with a lightsaber, instantly cauterized on the ends. But yeah, you don't want to. Actually, the voltage, the current coming from the tip to the metal plate would do more damage than that. But yeah, I got to read up on how those things work. Somebody tried to teach me how to weld one time with an oxyacetylene torch, and that didn't go well. So hopefully this is easier. Either that or start buying Sawzall blades by the case. I don't know if I want to try to cut holes with a saw in this thing.
probably come out better with some kind of diamond cutting blade on a circular file than you would using a sawzall or something like that. But anyway, well, I guess I better hang up and drive. I'm in some really heavy traffic and a heavy downpour here, so let me clear with you and focus 100% attention on what I'm doing here. Anyway, good to talk to you, and good luck with your project there. And I'll say 73 is KB4CBA.
4CBA, KD2BAG, 73 is, I'll talk to you later.